And all right, so the receive has a few subtle changes, which is the place you store the data. Although it says start a buffer, remember, this is a buffer for the receive. That send may yet have gone to a different buffer, the system buffer, before it got here. It was a buffered communication. This length here is now the maximum number of items allowed, which is not necessarily the same as the number received. Here's the type. Here is the processor number of the source, which does not have to be, you can wildcard that. That's the you can select on this. So these things here allow you to select messages of from particular processors and particular types. There's the communicator, which must be the same between the sender and the receiver. And then there is output, some status, which we'll describe a little later on, probably, I guess, next time. The status is different from the error meshes. The status tells you useful stuff. Remember, this selects, which can be wildcard, is to select anything. That's what you typically do. The return status tells you which processor you actually got it from. It also tells you how many bytes you actually got. So this return status, which is fancifully called a data structure, is really an array, because Fortran doesn't have data structures except arrays. So it's an array of integers. In C, it's a true data structure, which has a particular defined data type, MPI underbar status. So here I've defined, in C, I've defined the type of each argument. All right, so I guess I'll stop here, if only because I need to go trick-and-treating for a few minutes after this. So I'm running home now. Thank you. So the homework 8 is available online. Now I should do something. I need to find another day to teach this class, because I'm essentially away every Tuesday for the rest of the semester. So is there any, how about Friday? Is there any time on Friday? Can we do this time Friday? Would people kill me if we did Thursdays and Fridays? Supposing I said Thursdays and Fridays, is that acceptable? Or would you prefer a different time on Friday, earlier, same time? Who would like the same time? Who would accept the same time Friday? Who would prefer a different time Friday? Which time would you prefer? What? Early morning. No. How about 6 o'clock Friday? 5 o'clock Friday? 5 o'clock? What? Well, we can do that if necessary. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send around a survey, and we'll see what can really be done. Because if I look at my schedule, I think I'm here every Friday, and I think every Thursday, but I'm here no Tuesday. Okay, thank you.